Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Joe Winslow
in April 2012,
where the theme was pets.
So when I was little and growing up in the countryside, we had big, roughy-tufty, shaggy-haired golden retrievers. They were the kind of dogs that I could wrestle with. They were the kind of dogs that, if I wanted to take them for a walk, they would take me for a walk. They had names like Elsa, after the lioness in Born Free, and Tana, the mightiest river of Kenya. But then when I was 15, I went to live with my grandmother in London. And my grandmother, she was my Brussels sprout and broad bean ally, the relative that would eat them off my plate when no one was looking. She smelt of damask roses, and she had cheeky eyes. And she lived in this big flat in Sheffield Terrace. And she lived there alone, apart from her faithful companion, a tiny dog, a chihuahua, called Gigi. But Gigi was not a dog to me. She was short-haired, she was long-legged, she looked more like a rat with bulging eyes. And no one in my family liked her. My dad had once been caught lifting her on the end of his foot and popping her outside the back door. There were family rows for a long time after that. But I love my grandmother, and I knew that my grandmother loved me, so going to live with her was going to be good. The first morning, I walked out of my bedroom. And something warm, brown, oozed up through my bare toes. It stank crap. And Gigi was hightailing it down the passageway. And then every morning, either on my way to the bathroom or on my way back from the bathroom, Gigi would leave me one of her hot, steaming brown presents outside my bedroom door. I complained to my grandmother, and she lightly dismissed it at first. But I became more vocal, and she, for the first time, became annoyed and irritated with me. And things weren't going quite as well as I thought. Now, my grandmother loved company. It gave her an excuse to drink, to abandon, and flirt outrageously. And she had this one friend who she loved, called John. And not long after I moved in, John came to dinner. And in a moment, when my grandmother left to deal with the food, John said to me, "So, how's it going?" And so I regaled him with the crapping Gigi. And he smiled. And so I continued. And when I finished, he simply said, and still smiling. You know, when you're unkind to Gigi, it's like you're unkind to your grandmother. I don't remember anything else he said. I don't remember anything else that evening. I had never meant to be unkind to my grandmother. I realized also that I didn't know what I thought about Gigi. I knew what my family thought of her, but I didn't know what I thought. And I also realized that my grandmother she loved Gigi just as much as I loved Elsa and Tana. That night after John had left, I said goodnight to my grandmother, and then I looked down at this small, brown, furry dog in her lap with big brown eyes. "Good night, Gigi," I said. Anyway, I went to bed the following morning. I woke up, opened my door, stepped out, and nothing. And from that moment on, there was no more crap. Thank you.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill, at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.